Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Our high hopes for a celebration next April, they came crashing down a few months ago. Those hopes had centered on the prospect of celebrating the 100th anniversary of Barbara Stiles and Bernice Wade in April of 2015. Stiles and Wade are famously known as the Twin Sisters, and their garden on Gimgoole Road in Chapel Hill has become a tourist destination, especially in the spring when their tulips and azaleas and other plants burst out more brilliantly than fireworks displays on the 4th of July. Their birthday, coinciding with the height of their garden's blooming, has become the occasion of a neighborhood gathering that everyone anticipates with upbeat feelings. At the 99th birthday celebration this spring, the 100th birthday seemed to be within sight, something that would be very special. And then it happened. A few days after their birthday, Bernice fell from her bed. Her neighbor, Dr. Kevin Bicey, guided her to the emergency room, where he's the director of residence there. And he made sure she got good attention, but she quickly learned that she had broken a bone in her leg, and word spread around the area that Bernice was recovering, not at home, but at the Kara Woods Health Center. No one spoke of what everyone thought, and that is, of course, that a broken limb is often the first step in the decline of an older person. And the neighborhood's optimism about this possibility of the 100th birthday sort of faded into quietness. About the same time, though, a Goldsboro artist, Brenda Bear, decided to paint a portrait of the twins. And she painted many Chapel Hill scenes, including the twins' gardens, lots of times. And meanwhile, neighbors like Josie Patton were visiting Bernice at Carol Woods, where she was beginning a rehabilitation program. She was so positive, Patton remembers, about everything, the rehab program, the people taking care of her, the food. We get three choices, Bernice told Josie Patton. Of course, both twins, Josie Patton said, are always so positive, and they are so interested in other people. Interested and interesting. Last month, about the time Bernice was able to come home, Brenda Bear brought her painting to Chapel Hill, hoping its subjects would approve, and as expected, they did. Always positive and grateful. It's a great painting. And now the neighborhood is positive again, too. And folks are looking forward to this upcoming 100th birthday. And the twins, both of them, already busy making plans, making lists of friends and family, contacting hotels about special rates, talking to their neighbors about solving the parking problems that will come. And Josie Patton, who lives nearby, says she watches Bernice doing what she called doing her laps. And she walks up and down the wheelchair ramp that was built for her to be pushed in and out of her house. But it is a ramp that Bernice is determined that she's not going to need when her 100th birthday rolls around next April. I can't wait. This is D.G. Martin.